Parkin. BBC Radio 3.
Now, as well as those images of the horses on a lot of the front pages of the papers today, a few are also covering the Labour Party plans for Britain's rail network, which include nationalising most passenger services within 5 years if the party wins the next general election. Labour says it would create a new publicly owned body, making it the sector's biggest overhaul in a generation. However, the government says the plans are pointless and unfunded. Here's more from our transport correspondent, Katie Austin.
Labour says as existing contracts end, it would bring passenger services currently run by private train companies into an organisation called Great British Railways to oversee both tracks and trains. Private open access operators which run services without government contracts or subsidies would still be allowed, and freight would remain privately run. Labour argues cutting out waste, fragmentation and what it calls the leaking out of profits to private operators would mean savings for the taxpayer. The government said the plans would do nothing to improve train reliability or affordability.
Well, let's speak to Bruce Williamson from Rail Future, which is an independent organisation campaigning for better rail services for passengers and freight. Bruce, good morning. First things first, what do you make of Labour's plans?
Well, I'm not surprised, really. We sort of expected this, but I think it's worth noting that actually, in many ways, this is a continuation of what the Tory party are doing, because I think people don't fully appreciate the extent to which the rail network is privatised already. Franchising is dead and buried. So all the train operating companies are working on a kind of fixed price contract. So when you buy your rail ticket, that money is going straight to the government. It's not going to the train operating companies. And four of the train operating companies, I think I'm right in saying it's Southeastern, LNER, TransPennine and Northern, are state-owned. So, you know, and that's under a Tory government. So, you know, all Labour are doing is letting the private contracts lapse and then bringing them into, you know, state ownership.
I mean, let's talk about the rail network, because there are different aspects to it, aren't they? You've got the tracks that are a separate organisation from the companies that are putting the trains between station and station that we passengers get on. And then you've got the rolling stock. Is that different again?
Yeah, well, yes, you're absolutely right. So let's go back. Do you remember Railtrack? That didn't work out very well. So under the Tories, Railtrack became Network Rail, and that's state owned. You have the train operating companies who run the trains on the tracks, but they don't own the trains themselves. The trains have to be leased from rolling stock companies. So, you know, this fragmentation of so many different people doing so many different jobs, I think it makes sense to, you know, to get some sort of integration and bring it all back under one body.
So if we went back to a time that I grew up with British Rail, state run, would that model work, do you think, in 2024?
Oh, well, yeah, there's no doubt it would work. It's doable because we know that it used to work and we're halfway there already. And, it works in other countries. It's kind of more a case of ideology, really. You know, the Tories instinctively like to sort of privatize things and Labour feel happier with stuff, public services being publicly owned.
When it comes to the customers, we're going to want two things, aren't we? We're going to want trains that run on time, for starters.
Yeah.
Or run at all, as the case may be. And we definitely want to know that the tickets aren't overly expensive. Would Labour's plans mean that would be the future we could look forward to?
Well, we would hope so, but not necessarily. But both of those things you mentioned, the reliability of the trains and the price of the tickets, are absolutely in the hands of government, and they always have been. To get a reliable railway, we need investment, and we need long-term investment, and we need consistent investment. What we don't want is stop-start, feast and famine, because that's just a nightmare. And then, you know, the price of tickets, that is absolutely in the hands of government. You know, Labour or the Tories or any government have the power to reduce prices overnight, but they choose not to do so. The Tories sweeten the deal for motorists by cutting fuel duty, but they won't do the same for rail travellers. They could do, but they won't. Labour could cut rail fares if they choose to, but they would have to find the money to subsidise it. And I suspect that the new Labour Chancellor won't have much room for manoeuvre. So probably rail fares won't be cut. And, you know, it will be, I think overall we're actually going to see very, very little difference.
Well, we'll wait and see, I guess. Thank you, Bruce, for your thoughts there. That's Bruce Williamson from the Independent Campaign for Rail Future, and the Independent Campaign Group, rather, Rail Future. If you've got any thoughts, you know, you're more than welcome to get in touch with us.